Today's devotional is based on Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 to 28, and it was written by the Reverend Alan Olson. I love the book of Deuteronomy. As I write, I can almost see a meme on Facebook that reads, "I love the book of Deuteronomy," said no one ever. There's a lot of material in Deuteronomy that fits into a very old and mistaken impression that the God of the Old Testament is angry and vengeful, more concerned with obedience to the law than with grace and mercy. That's the danger of a superficial reading of any text, especially Deuteronomy. The name Deuteronomy means second law. It's a retelling or resetting of the law of Moses. It was written for a people who were constantly turning away from God, a people who failed to put their full trust in God and then created idols for worship. The God who is speaking in this passage is inviting Israel, the chosen people, to return to a righteous relationship with God. God is offering Israel yet another chance to turn back to God. That's the grace. Sometimes we get hung up on the curses and we forget about the grace and the blessings. God's blessings are not a reward for obedience. We live into God's blessings when we turn toward God and away from the idols we make and worship. The curses happen not because God is punishing us, but because we turn our focus to the idols we make. Money, work, activities, and general busyness, to name a few. When we focus on these things, we're not busy looking to God. We build stumbling blocks. We trip. We fall. We fail to get out of our own way. In this season, let us look within and search for all the idols and stumbling blocks that we create, all the curses that we heap upon ourselves. Let us look for ways to smash these idols and turn back toward God, the God who tells Abraham that his children will be a blessing to the whole world, so that we may live more fully into God's blessings and then share those blessings with the world. Let us pray. God of grace and mercy, in this season of Lent, we ask that you open our eyes and ears and hearts. We ask that you let us see all our idolatries, so that we may repent and return to you. We ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit, so that we might see all those with whom we can share your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.